Thousands of people are likely to have been killed in the volcanic eruption in Guatemala. The official death toll is still below 100, but aid workers say the devastation in the crowded disaster area in the Central American country can only mean a massive loss of life, as David Sparks reports.
Rescue workers in Guatemala are working frantically in dangerous conditions around the volcano Fuego, which exploded on Sunday and sent columns of ash and smoke 10 kilometres into the sky. As they put their own safety at risk to search for survivors and to retrieve the dead, fireman Rudy Chavez describes the horror they face.
We were about to evacuate the area when we found an entire family inside a home. We worked to remove their bodies from the house. In the last few minutes, we were all alerted and told to evacuate. Someone raised the alarm that the area was very dangerous, and we evacuated, but thank God we met with our objective of recovering the bodies of those people. The police have taken them to a temporary morgue.
Humanitarian groups say the aftermath is catastrophic for some communities. Oxfam's country director in Guatemala, Ana Maria Mendez, says it's impossible to get into the hardest hit areas to gauge the damage, but the death toll will be severe.
At least two full communities of approximately 300 families per community are completely under ashes. And there is little to none expectancies that there are any survivors. So that could increase substantially up to more than 2,000 people, being very conservative.
The death toll could be over 2,000, being conservative.
Being extremely conservative.
It's the volcano's biggest eruption in more than 40 years. The first eruption came on Sunday, followed by another on Monday, and then another around 6 hours ago. Landslides have added to the death toll, and just a fraction of the bodies have been identified. Family members are searching for their relatives in temporary morgues. Funerals have begun, and survivors have told stories of fleeing their homes and losing family in the chaos. Ignacio Lopez spoke to a reporter as he walked away from the disaster zone, covered in dust and carrying his pet dog and a sack full of belongings. My sister is lost, he says. She isn't appearing. I don't know if she's buried underground or if they saved her. I don't know. As thousands mourn the dead, Ana Maria Mendez says it's now a race against time to save those still alive. But access is still extremely difficult.
The priorities in the initial 48 to 72 hours are completely centered on rescue efforts, which have been very unsuccessful since being a volcanic activity. The volcano has been active and having eruptions every day.
That's Oxfam's country director in Guatemala, Ana Maria Mendez, ending that report by David Sparks.